Hello there, this is Mark, your fat friend from the Fat and Black Connection, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about it, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Do me a favor and go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your very own. A good day, everyone. I am Mark, your fat friend.
And I'm James, your black friend.
And this is the Fat and Black Connection,
where we talk about anything and everything. Well, as long as it's interesting to us, of course.
Yes, indeed. And there was a lot of interesting things happening over the last couple of days. So I think we'll primarily be focusing on that. But before we dive on into what happened this last weekend, I want to lead off with, finally, we have a Spider-Man trailer.
And
boy, does it not let down.
Yes. And the nice part is it's definitely a teaser because it gives nothing. I mean, well, not nothing. It gives like a basic, like, this is kind of what's going on, this is kind of what's happening, and here you go.
Yeah, I don't want to dive in too deep into it just because it did just come out, so I do want to give people the opportunity to see it. But if you haven't, we've got it posted on our page. Go click on the link, give it a view. For certain, next week, no holds barred, we're talking about it. So, but the Spider-Man trailer is finally dropped.
I ended up finding it like apparently like 2 hours after it dropped, and so I was at work at the time, and I was just like, oh, things kind of stopped for me just for a minute. I had to watch that whole I had to watch it real quick because I was like, I've been waiting for this. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, and also since our last episode, last official episode, the final trailer for the Eternals dropped as well.
Right. And I remember we had talked about it, and I had said, you know, like, yes, Kevin Feige says that there will be a trailer drop. And that was last week. And then, you know, here we are last night. Boom, we got the teaser trailer. So I was like, cool.
Yeah. So a couple of quick things before we dive into this last weekend. I posted a sneak peek of Space 220 restaurant that's supposed to be opening at Epcot here in the near future. I don't know how much you know about this, James, but the premise is it's a restaurant that's 220 miles above the Earth, and you go to eat and you can look down on Earth, and there's an elevator that you have to take up to the restaurant, and it's kind of like a ride in and of itself. Yes, Miles, there was a very short snippet trailer for the Eternals, and then also the original trailer that came out back during, I believe, the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl one was like the first, was like one of the first trailers, and then they've had a couple. I didn't really see anything. Well, of course, I don't really have TV anymore, so everything I saw was on YouTube, and so, or IMDb. They would drop trailers. A couple of them. So
this is, they call it the final Eternals trailer. So I'm excited to see it. I will tell you, going into this film, I'm more excited to see this than I was to see the original Guardians film.
Yeah, you know what the thing is that I don't know. I know a little bit about the Eternals, but not a whole lot. So it's one of those things where this will kind of get me into it, and not knowing anything really about them, this will be a cool, fun introduction type deal for me.
Yeah. So a couple other things that I really wanted to hit on quickly. Disney this last week rolled out or gave an unveiling of Disney Genie, an app for your phone that will be your new best friend at the parks to help you navigate and plan your day out.
Because you ain't never had a friend like him?
Evidently. I do got to say that conceptually I like it. You know,
we'll see how it really actually works.
Well, I don't like the fact that if you want the Genie Plus features, which is really where it's at, you got to pay. And it's $20 for Disneyland, $20 per ticket per day. So, for example, you and I are going to Disneyland in November, as we've discussed in the past. Right. And that would be $40, because that's two of us, for 4 days. That's $160 on top of the tickets we already bought. Now, you don't have to pay for it. You don't have to utilize it. But in essence, it's a fast pass. So there are no more fast pass lanes. Those are gone. So either you're doing standby 100% or you're paying $20 a day per ticket. What do you think about that?
Bro, that's so... Disney's becoming so thug. Like, I remember I read an article recently. They unveiled the basically like pay for type fast passes that they have at Disneyland Paris. And I was like, okay, I don't know if I like that. And then because whatchamacallit, Six Flags has like the Flash Pass, and you can, there's like a couple levels of the Flash Pass. Not that kind of Flash, but it's the superhero Flash.
Gotcha,
and so
gotcha.
Yeah, so basically those are like their version of the Fast Pass or whatever. I don't know, getting names all mixed up. Anyways, their version of the Fast Pass is the Flash Pass. So the Flash Pass, in order to get that, you actually pay a little bit more. And then there's like different levels of the Flash Pass, like I said, that determining when you get it, how you can get on the ride faster or whatnot. So it's just, it's all a, I'm not a huge fan of it.
We're talking about Disney Genie Plus.
No, I know, and that's where the money thing was coming in. You have to pay for that. You pay extra on top of the ticket that you already bought. So I don't know if I like that because...
Well, think of it this way. Disney did not raise their ticket prices this year, and this is their way of doing that without doing it, is in my opinion. Hmm. You know, because a lot of people are going to do this. And honestly, I kind of can see the value to an extent. I don't know. Part of me wants to do it for like use it while we're there, and then maybe one of the days do it with the plus, pay the extra $20 to see
if really, it's worth it.
Yeah, because in essence, it's better than a fast pass because you don't have to go to the ride to get the fast pass, right? It's on your phone, so let's say you use it on Haunted Mansion, right? You say, okay, I want to go on Haunted Mansion. Boom, you go to Haunted Mansion, you ride it. As soon as you finish riding it, now you can say, okay, let's do Splash Mountain. Boom, you then move on. You don't have to go to Splash Mountain to get the Fast Pass. You just hit it in your phone. Hmm. So I think that maybe there's value. I think we'll really have to hear some feedback from people once it actually is live. It's not yet. So... We'll see. It's also going to be used for making reservations at restaurants. It's going to help you by tracking what's going on at the park overall to say, okay, we recommend that since you're in this area, hit this ride while you're here because it's got a short wait time. So there's a lot of things with Genie that I think there may be the overall value. So I'm yes. And of course, yeah. Once your phone dies or you lose Wi-Fi,
you might be screwed.
So I guess we'll talk about this just really briefly since Steven brought it up and asked, and his question is, have you guys seen the new Avengers game DLC? It looks like you get to play as the Black Panther. Looks pretty dope.
Yes.
So James, do you have the game?
I do.
Okay. So I have the game. I have downloaded the update, but I haven't actually jumped in and played yet.
Yeah, I just don't have, I haven't had my stuff up yet
It
because I'm still in
looks
process.
good,
Yeah.
absolutely. My problem with the game is I haven't touched it in almost a year because when it dropped, it was so repetitive. I played it for probably 3 weeks, on and off, a couple hours a day or so, and it got boring. You get through the main story so quickly, and now you're just going around the map and doing the same stuff over and over and just level up your guy, level up your guy. Oh, wait, buy this. We want you to buy this, spend real money. So I'm glad that, they came out with Hawkeye. They released Hawkeye, both male and female versions. Now they've got Black Panther coming out. But I don't know. Because I haven't played it in almost a year, I don't know if I'm going to want to pick it up and get back into it. I probably will just to see how the mechanics are and how Wakanda looks, but I don't think I'm going to be super into it.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
So have you downloaded it? Are you going to play it? What are you thinking?
Oh yeah, no, I plan on getting it. The only problem is I don't have my because I didn't want to get my stuff all set up and then tear it all down. So I've just been, so I haven't touched my PlayStation in since I moved. So because I just didn't, I was like, I'm not gonna get all set up because I'm gonna be here for like a few weeks. So I'm like I said, I'm living out of a suitcase and a case, a thing I got from Walmart or whatever, and just using my tablet and my phone. Oh, and of course my laptop. But yeah, I didn't want to try and get all my stuff set up and then have to break it all down again. So.
James, your PSN gamer tag, if the people want it.
I believe that's James DeVro.
That's
I'll let you know when I get all set up again. I'll make sure I let you know, Stephen.
yeah,
Hey,
what?
also Stephen, since you're very involved right now, why have I not seen a response from you about the Fantasy Football League?
Yeah, we got to get that going. We got to get that out. So, quick reminder, we are trying to do a fantasy football league. If you're interested, hit us, send us a direct message on Facebook. Let us know that you're interested, and we'll be getting that set up here shortly.
Yeah, you got all the names I sent you, correct?
Nope. So, you need to get me that again. So,
Okay.
really quick, getting back to Disney, and also our Dam has joined us. Mr. Brian Allen Hobbs just got back from Disney.
Oh,
I
yeah.
hope you enjoyed your trip. I'll be excited to get the lowdown on how that all went, and likely we'll look to bring Brian on soon to talk about his trip and what is good at Disneyland and
Yes,
California Adventure.
sir.
So look for that probably in the next week or two. We'll have him on to catch up with us. But while we're talking about the park, there's one other thing that I posted just before we went on the air that came out, which there is a new posting on the Disney Parks blog. It's an article as well as a video, and it is giving some sneak peeks into the Splash Mountain remodel. Not much is given away, so it's really a sneak peek. But if you're interested, check it out. It's on our page. I've linked to it. Yeah. Overall, James, what are you thinking about Splash Mountain getting remodeled to Princess and the Frog?
I guess because I've been around since it opened, and I mean, I watched Ernest Goes to Splash Mountain. I think that was on Disney Channel or something. So.
I think it was on ABC.
Was it on ABC? I couldn't remember where it was. Yeah, I remember I watched that, and you know, because I used to love Ernest films. So, but yeah, I mean, I liked Splash Mountain. It was really one of the only things that even referenced Song of the South, for God's sakes. I mean, like, Song of the South is definitely not a, I guess you could say, politically correct film or whatever. But I honestly don't think it should have. I don't think they should have kind of scrubbed it completely. I mean, yeah, it's like supposed to show the good side of slavery or whatever, but which I don't, of course, I don't like that. But for the film the way it is, you know, it is what it is. So, but the thing is that Brer Rabbit, Brer Fox, and Briar Bear. Briar Bear. Those are the only, that's like one of the only places that you even see them. And so now that they're going to be gone, I mean, it's a little, I'm a little sad.
Yeah, I am too. I felt like Tiana and friends had New Orleans Square. That could be their area.
No, I mean, that's literally what could have, that was it, you know, like, so that Critter Country, that's like, that was Critters. I mean, they had Winnie the Pooh, they have the Winnie the Pooh ride over there. They had Splash Mountain, which was, that's where the Country Bear Jamboree used to be over there, all that kind of stuff. So that was kind of, it was Critter Country. Now you're.
Well, and prior to that, it was just Bear Country. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. You know, as Walt Disney himself said, you know, the park will always be evolving and changing. And, you know, it's rough. It's hard to accept, but it is happening. And I'm not excited for it. I love Splash Mountain in its current form. But
I think the thing is that, of course, when we go on it, well, if we can go on it, if it's open by that time, is that, of course, it's going to be the whole, oh, I miss this. Because we've actually grown, we grew up with that ride. I mean, I remember that came out, I think I was single digits. I don't even know if I was 10 yet.
I couldn't tell you how old you were. I can only tell you that it opened in 1989. I think you would have been seven.
I was seven.
Yeah. Because
that's the same year my brother was born. So, yeah. So, and I don't think I went on it. So, I think I went on it when I was like maybe 8 or 9. So, it had already been open for a little while. But I've had a lot of good times on friend trips and went on a youth group trip down to Disneyland and had a good time with friends there. So it'll be sad, but you know, when things must change. So we'll
see. Yep. So I think it is time. We've got about 40 plus minutes to really dive in and talk about this last weekend. Steven seems to have a question, so I'm going to stall. James, Lord. Where do bad rainbows go?
Oh boy, I have.
So you don't. You don't even need the punchline, Steven. He's a prism, only light sentence.
Mm. Oh boy. why do I laugh at this?
When you laugh at the setup, that's the problem, James.
I know.
Things change because of climate fappening. Climate change is causing Splash Mountain to change. Okay. So let's dive into this last weekend and let's give the play-by-play for the folks. It was a very quick weekend, very quick turnaround from the time I left my house here in Northern Nevada to the time I was back at my house here in Northern Nevada, 25 or so hours. So very quick, very quick. So I'll kind of set up my morning until we met up, and then I'll let you set up yours. So for me, I got up at 5 a.m. on Saturday. I hopped in the shower, got ready, had some breakfast, got my kid up, you know, spent a little bit of time with my kid and my wife. And then at 6:58, I left the house. I drove to the airport, parked in the parking garage. Of course, had to park at the very top because the whole thing's full. And had to walk to my gate. I had already checked in digitally, so I just went through security. It was very light and breezy here in Reno, so that was nice.
Easy.
Yeah. But of course, my gate was almost as far as I could be from the entrance. So yeah, I had to walk all the way to my gate. And, you know, it wasn't bad. It was kind of nice, you know, nice little brisk walk, except everything in the terminal was closed. Nothing was open yet. The only thing that was open, I think, was the Hudson News. So if I wanted to get a soda, Okay. But, you know, I wasn't really in the mood. And so I walk down to my gate and I grab a seat, and it's the area is pretty light. So I'm feeling like, okay, good. You know, maybe this plane won't be full.
Nope.
And I like to sit in the very back of the plane. I like to sit on the starboard side, in the back last row, usually up against the window. That because the reason I do that is I've found that 99% of the flights I've been on, that last row never gets full. You know, there's three seats. So usually that middle seat isn't full. There's somebody sitting in the aisle. There's me on the window, get a little bit of room. Well, not on this flight. On this flight, it was 100% full. And what should happen? I'm a large fella, but the middle seat is the only seat left. And who should sit next to me but Winnie the Pooh?
Wait. So somebody was sitting on the aisle already?
Somebody was already on the aisle.
And then this big dude was like, oh, let me get that middle seat?
Yes. And so the person on the aisle was a relatively thin female, but I get sat next to Sasquatch, who is literally almost twice my size.
Bruh.
And is so big that he cannot buckle his seatbelt. He is struggling. Like, he's up against me, so he's shaking, struggling, and I'm shaking because he's up against me.
Ah!
And instead of just accepting his fatness and saying to, you know, the stewardess, hey, I need an extender because I'm Fatty McFatterson, he just struggles, never gets it clicked, and spends the entire flight unbuckled. Now, again, I'm not fat shaming him. I'm a fat guy. I get it. Okay. But you know what? Swallow your pride.
There comes a point when you just gotta say, hey man, I need it.
Yeah. Swallow your pride. Ask for the extender. Because what if there was, and I'll get into the flight in a minute, but what if it was terrible and we're like jumping around? You're getting hurt. And you know what?
And you'd be one of those people. He'd be one of those people that wants to sue
for his own ignorance.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. All you had to do was ask for the extender, bro. That's what they're there for.
So, needless to say, I spent the entire flight more or less pressed up against the window, literally. And
you didn't have to use the bathroom or anything.
Well, luckily it's a quick flight, right?
Yeah.
Except then the actual flight was the worst flight I've ever been on. Terrible takeoff, painful. Ascension into the air, rough. We were shaking all over the place. We finally got up above the smoke here in Reno, and it kind of smoothed out a little bit. And then it just got rough again. No service, no drinks, no food, no nothing, because it was so bad the entire way.
Yeah, I've had that a couple times.
When we started coming into Vegas, it was pretty smooth, but the touchdown was the hardest touchdown I have ever felt. It jolted my whole spine, man. It was not fun.
No, that's, yeah.
So
no, I've had some issues on Southwest coming into Vegas, yeah.
So we land, we get to the gate, and, you know, I've called you. I've let you know I'm there. You're going to be coming to get me. And I get off the gate, and I'm like, okay, where am I at? Trying to get my bearings. And I'm like, okay, I got to go that way. So I start walking through the terminal, heading towards where the pickup area is, you know. And I'm walking, and I'm just trying to get there. And I remember, wait, there's a monorail in this airport. Oh, no, I already passed the gate or the area where I could get on, and I'm already about halfway between where one station is to the other. And I'm like, I might as well walk it at this point. So, needless to say, I walked from pretty much as far as I could in that terminal all the way to where you could pick me up.
Yeah.
So that gets us to meeting up. Now let's hear your morning.
Mine was way easier, mostly because I live here. I woke up around we looked at the flight the night before or something and said you were coming in like 10:50 or so. So I, you know, I was up at 8 just to make sure that I was, you know, ready to go. So I had some breakfast. And I was just kind of waiting for the call, your wife hit me up and was like, hey, Mark's about to land or something in 15 minutes. And so I was like, cool. I started getting myself, I was already dressed and everything. So I just kind of started getting myself ready to pack everything up and head out. And then we communicated. You said you were on the, you were taxiing to the gate. So I was like, oh, cool. I'm on my way. Hopped in the car, headed that way. I did like two loops before I finally got you, because I didn't realize you had to walk as far as you did. So I was at, and actually it's funny because you called me, like I told you, I was just going to the cell phone lot to wait. So I passed through twice and I was like, I'm not going back through a third time if he's not there. So let me just go over here and wait. And as soon as I'm pulling in to wait, he hits me up. Okay, I'm back on my way. So I headed back to get you.
Yeah, so I'm standing in the line waiting for James to come get me. And I'm on the phone with my wife and kid, you know, letting them know I'm okay, checking in. And James drives up and I go to open up the back door to throw my bag in the back. And this whole back seat is covered in what appears to be comforters or garbage. I don't know. No, I'm like, where am I putting my bag, man? He couldn't even make room for me to put my bag in.
The only reason is because I didn't take those are like some of my suits and dress shirts and stuff like that, just because I'm not bringing them all in.
So he's leaving them in his car to just sit in the hot heat. And get this, when I open the door, this terrible egg, like rotten egg smell, emulates out from his vehicle. I'm like, okay, he's got to have garbage in here, right? So I put my bag in, I stuff it on top of the back seat, and I go and I get in the front seat. And I thought, okay, maybe it's not his car. Maybe it's just Las Vegas is stinky. Nope, it's his car, folks. It smells of rotten eggs.
Right. You're making sound like it's not, literally, it just started. And so,
I don't
like,
care. I it's a fact. Your car smelled of rotten eggs. It was gross, bro. It just started on Thursday. I don't care if it started 5 months ago. It shouldn't happen.
Yeah,
You knew that I was coming in. You should have got a rental car for the weekend.
What?
Yes, you should have gotten us a rental car for the weekend instead of having to drive in that funk. So, folks, it was about 105 degrees when I get into his car.
Bro, it was not that hot out there.
It wasn't.
Bro, you tripping. It was like high 80s.
Bro, your dashboard said 102.
Yeah,
said 105.
My dashboard is always wrong.
By 20 plus degrees?
Not always wrong, but like it's not. Oh, I mean, I guess maybe because I got used to this heat already, I guess. So,
yeah. So now it's time to go see James's new home. And, you know, he had told me we might not be able to get inside. We might not be able to see it. Okay, that's fine. I understand. I want to see the area. I want to go see the model because at least I can get a feel for it. And we proceed to start driving. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go down this road. It might take a little bit longer, but, you know, it's like, what? Why are we going to take the longer route? Okay, whatever. We have to drive with the windows down the entire time because the AC doesn't work. And even with the AC turned off, this egg stink is still coming out of his engine compartment area. So we got the hot air blowing on us because we're driving. And we've got the hot stink coming out of the car. And now we've drive, you know, 20 minutes away from the strip, away from where we're going to be staying for the evening, to go to James's place. Okay, cool. We get there and he parks over by where the models are. And so I think, okay, we must be close to the house too. So we start walking towards his location and we're walking for probably about 3-4 minutes. And I'm like, bro, where's your place at? And he's like, oh yeah, we got to go down a couple more blocks and a couple more blocks. Why didn't we park by the house? There's all these parking spots. What are we doing, man? Like I just got off this terrible flight that I've already told you about. I told you I had to walk all this distance and you're making me walk another mile to get to your house. Like,
hey,
what in the blue hell is wrong with you?
Trying to get them steps in, bro.
Oh, we'll get to the steps. We'll get to the steps. Don't worry. So, because this is not the end of the step story, folks. So I tell James, go get the damn car and bring it over here closer because I'm not walking all the way back. Okay. So James goes and gets the car. I keep walking in the direction that he says his house is. He comes over. He parks not even close to his place. He just parks somewhere closer. And we walk down to his house. And cool, I can see the outside. And, you know, it looks nice. Okay, let's go look at the model because since this is all I can really see, it's really hard. You know, they all kind of look the same. It's townhomes and there's nothing really terribly unique about the individual unit from the outside. Let's go back to the model. So we walk back to the car, which again was not close. And then we drive over to the lot, back to the models, and we go inside to talk to the lady at the counter and come to find out if you don't have a reservation or haven't made an appointment, there's only one model you can go look at, which is not his model, which is not his floor plan.
Yeah.
That's garbage, man. Like, what the heck kind of service is that? Oh, no. If you didn't make a reservation, then you can only go look at this model. Okay, fine. COVID protocols. It is not COVID protocols.
It's been for them. So, anyway.
Let's go look at this model because at least I'll get a feel for what it feels like inside.
Yeah.
So we go look at the model. It's nice. It's significantly larger than what James is going to actually have. So it's not really a fair representation. But you know, it's nice. What we went into was a 3-story garage on the first floor. I don't like that. That's not for me. But either way we finish and I'm like, okay, let's get to the MGM. I want to get inside. I want to get in the room. I've already checked in. So I've got the room number and you use your phone now to get in the room. Like, let's go.
That is pretty dope. But my car died.
So we get in his car and I'm like, all right, let's roll. And he goes to turn the keys and nothing. Dude, what's going on with your car? Oh man, I've been having battery problems for a couple weeks. Wait. What? Yeah, I've been having some battery problems, but I bought this charger. I bought this charger so that I could like jump my car. Okay. So,
yep.
All right, let's get it jumped. So he goes over and he hooks up the little clamps and he turns it on and I'm in the car and I'm like, nothing. Okay, did you charge the charger to make sure you'd be able to jump your battery? No, that didn't happen. The charger is dead. Okay, so now what are we going to do? So now we're sitting in 105 degree heat.
Again, like, okay. I've lived here for like 2 years now, so I guess I'm just okay with it now. So that doesn't really bother me. But anyways, so this is the thing that killed me. There's this guy, he's leaving. So I'm like, hey, bro, can you jump me? He goes, oh, man, I got somebody waiting on me. And I was like, okay, bro, like, whatever, bro, fine. And so, like, he drives off.
Well, actually, you left out a part because we could tell that it was BS because originally he said, oh, you know what, I don't got cables. And James was like, I've got cables.
Oh, and then I got somebody waiting on me.
So, BS.
Yeah. So anyways, so I went inside and I was like, hey, you know, can anybody help me jump my car, whatever. And so she was like, oh yeah, let me just finish up with these girls or whatever. And I was like, all right, cool. And we were just waiting.
So James comes out and he tells me, oh yeah, one of the people in there is going to help us out. She's on her way right now. Okay. I'm thinking the person's coming out. We're going to see them in, you know, 1 to 2 minutes.
No, took like 10.
10. 10 more minutes of just sitting in 105 degree heat.
You were in shade. Calm down. You were in shade. It's not.
Yes, because it's only 101 in the shade.
Exactly. So she finally comes out. Anyways, so like speed everything up. She finally comes out. We get the car jumped. Cool. We get to the spot. We drive over to the MGM and, you know, we unload everything. Not everything.
No. So we get to the MGM. and we have to go park about midway, more than midway through the garage. Now, if you've never been there, the garage is very long. It's pretty narrow, but it's very long. And we had to park on the fourth floor because it's a Saturday. And there's a lot of things going on in Vegas as it is. But on this particular Saturday, you've got SummerSlam. You got a Pacquiao fight.
And then just weekend in Vegas.
And summer weekend in Vegas. Also, traffic. I have to mention this. The people driving these limos and shuttles are ridiculous. We're sitting at a stoplight, and it's a long light.
The guy behind us
is honking simply because he wants to get through the light. But there's five cars ahead of us. There's nothing we can do. The light is red.
And actually, I think there was a car behind. He wasn't directly behind us. Oh, no, he was directly behind us. And then this fool tries to go into the lane to a lane that's not even there. It's like that side lane.
It's the pull off if you get in an accident or.
Yeah, bro. I was like, this fool. And so like finally the light changes and we finally see what this dude is. Dude's driving a party bus. Like, what? Calm yourself down, bro.
Yeah. So we get to the MGM. We have to park halfway through the garage and we are on the fourth floor. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm already exhausted. I'm sweating profusely. I'm feeling gross. I'm tired. I just want to get to the room. So we start walking, you know, we go down the escalators, down to the first floor. We get into the casino or the food area and we start walking through, get to the lobby area. Okay, we're going to the Grand Tower. There it is. Let's go. So we get into the elevator. We go up to the seventh floor. And I'm like, okay, we're room 448. Seventh floor, 448. Very weird. Normally, seventh floor would start with a seven, but
yeah,
whatever. It's Vegas. So we start walking down the corridor for where 448 is. Our room was literally as far from the elevator as you could be without going into the next tower and using their elevator. And that room was actually as far from that other tower's elevator as it could be. So we were as far as we could be from an elevator.
Yeah.
We finally get into the room. I throw my stuff down. I'm like, I got to take a shower. I feel gross. Like
you didn't mention the profuse weed smell that we.
Well, that was after we left the room. But yes, the halls were very musty with dank. So we get in the room, take a shower. I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm definitely hungry. I definitely want to eat. You know, I'm a big fat guy. I haven't eaten since breakfast, which was at about 6 a.m. It's now about 1 p.m. And we're going to have to leave and get into either an Uber or a taxi really by no later than probably 3:30 because the doors are supposed to open at 4:30 or is what we were told. So we go to eat. And this was an actually pleasant experience. We went down, we looked at the different restaurants as we were walking through the casino, and we decided to go to the Tap House. Talk about the Tap House, James.
It's a nice little setup. It's kind of like a sports bar-ish type deal. So we put our put the names in, and then we sat around for a little while and just chit-chatted, and then our table was ready, so we went in. And had some food. It was nice. It's real chill. I mean, but it's Vegas prices though. Ooh.
So this is why Mark has to tell stories, because James is absolutely terrible at telling stories. See, I give him one little segment. Tell us about the tap room, what our experience was there, and that's what he gives you. You want to try again? You want to give it? What did we eat? What did we?
Oh, so
like,
yeah,
make
so
it engaging for the people, man.
Whatever. Anyway, so we looked through the menu a couple times, just kind of seeing what they had. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to get the nachos because, you know, we'll probably go and have some snacks or whatever. Plus, we were going to be going to dinner after the show anyways. So I ended up having the nachos with some chili. Delicious. Mark actually ordered, man, Mark's food was looking real good too. Mark had the macaroni and cheese that had like a little
mac and cheese.
Baked mac and cheese, had little bread crumbles on top.
Panko.
Looking mad good. And then also had the pretzel
Giant pretzel.
This was a big pretzel, man. I hadn't seen a pretzel. I don't even think Disney has pretzels that big. And so, you know, it comes hanging on a little, it has its own little rack to hang it on there with some cheese sauce and everything else, which is actually really delicious. So we split that pretzel up. And then I had some nachos, had a little bit extra. So I took those with me. And then
had a couple beers.
We had Blue Moons, except I asked for a shot of orange juice, which I like with my Blue Moon. Never got it, but it's all good, whatever. And so we were there for about an hour or so.
Yeah, so before we got into the restaurant, we were standing outside, and James noticed that there's all this signage for WWE, and he's like, oh man, I think the WWE shop is here in the casino, blah, blah. I'm like, we'll go find out, whatever. And he goes and talks to a security guard, and he finds out that, yeah, the shop is here. It's over in the convention center area. Yeah. Okay. So after we get done eating, James wants to go because, you know, he probably wants to buy something. And I'm like, okay, where's it at? And he's like, let me go talk to security. So he goes and talks to security again, finds out.
I'd already talked to the guy. Yeah, when I was listening to him before, he says it's down this hallway, and then you follow the signage basically. And I was like,
So for those of you that are at home and you're watching right now, so imagine where I'm pointing on the screen is where we are talking to security and eating at the restaurant. See where my finger is, and now we need to go to where this WWE shop is. We had to walk all the way around. It took probably about 20 minutes for us to get to where we went. It was literally pretty much as far as you could go on the property while still being at the MGM.
Yeah, he made it sound like it was. He made it sound like it was close, and so I was like, "All right, cool."
So again, bear in mind all of these steps I've already put in so far this day, and now we've got to walk all that way. Okay, so. Bear in mind also where the restaurant was that we ate was relatively close to where the Uber pickup was, which is what we were going to take to the stadium. So now in my mind, we're going to have to walk all the way back to get to our Uber. So luckily, I'm smart. I go and talk to security and I'm like, hey, is there a fast way for us to get back over to the Uber area? And she's like, oh yeah, just go out this door and cross the street and it's right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. So instead of the 20-minute walk that it took for us to get here, we could have just walked 5 minutes and cut through here. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Well, I don't like. I'm telling you, I was just I was going off of what the dude said, because that's what the guy who was security there. He was saying he was basically telling another family which way to go, and I was listening to that because I asked him right after, and he was like, "Oh, just follow these people." I was like, "Oh, I'm not actually going right now. I'm gonna go after we eat." And so yeah, he basically kind of explained it to me again, and I was like, all right, cool, just basically follow the signs.
So we finally finish. James buys the shirt, which he's currently wearing. James, show the people the shirt. Las Vegas SummerSlam 2018. Yep. And we hop over to the Uber section. Again, only 5 minutes away this time. And car comes, we get in, dude's bumping some EDM, and
it was whatever.
Yeah. And for the distance, it was a really long ride. It took us probably 20 minutes to get there.
Because everything was backed up.
You've got the Pacquiao fight, you've got SummerSlam, and you've got it's Vegas summer. So, you know, it's not, you know, that I didn't expect it. It was very frustrating. We got dropped off. It was great. We got dropped off very close to the stadium. I was like, oh man, I didn't think we were going to get in this close. Except for the fact that we go through the gates and they're giving out some swag rags. Yeah. So we got our swag rags, and we go into the stadium, and I'm looking up at the signage and I'm like, hey man, I don't see our section. And he's like, James is like, well, let me go talk to security. So he goes and talks to security, and they're like, oh yeah, you need to go up this escalator here and go up. Okay. So we go up to the 200 level where we took a video, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful vista over the stadium. There's a nice bar. So I grab us a couple beers, and we talked, James had talked to a security, and he said, once you get to the 200 level, you're going to have to walk around, because guess what? We're on the opposite side of the stadium.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's get some beers. We got a walk ahead of us. More walking. Let's go. So we get our beers. We start walking towards our where we think our seats are, and it's cut off. Security has it all roped off, and we're like, okay, our seats are that way. How do we get to our seats? Oh, no, 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 no. You need to go down these stairs, go back around the building, and then you'll take an elevator up.
Zero sense.
20 minutes later of making our way through the labyrinth that is Allegiant Stadium.
Bro, that was the worst. Because because all the escalators at this time are also all just coming up. None are going down. So we had to take these stairs. We're winding around and we're following two other people. And we're like, where are we going? And so we finally find the 100 section. We jump out there and we're like, where do we go? Oh yeah, you got to go down here, go around the corner, go around, just follow this and you'll see an elevator. No, the elevator's hidden behind a door.
The only reason we found it is because I saw a little sign, you know, no bigger than like maybe 4 inches by 4 inches that said elevator or had the elevator logo. And I was like, that's weird. I opened the door and there's just this tiny vestibule where inside there's about 10 people waiting for the elevator.
So
we finally get on the elevator, get up to where we need to be. We get to our seats and we're sitting there and we're finally chilling, drinking our beer, still relaxing. The pre-show starts. The first match of the night happens. Cool, you know, finishing up my beer. The main show starts, first match, good match. And now the second match, it's kind of a nothing match. And I'm like, hey, let's go get some more beers. Okay, let's go. So we go up the stairs, go over to the area where the beer cart is. Oh, hey, our credit card machine is down. What?
What? What?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, our machines. Okay, well, I got cash. How much are they?
Oh, we can't take cash because it won't open if even with it down, it won't open.
And they're a completely cashless stadium. I found this out after the fact.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah,
they are 100% digital credit cards, stuff like that. Okay, so can't get beer right now. Okay, let's hang out. The match is going on that we don't care about. Let's just hang out for a couple of minutes. It's got to come back up, right? And 5 minutes goes by. Nope, still not up. They offer us some snacks, which was nice. They gave their own personal snacks, by the way. It wasn't like from the stadium or anything. So we eat a little snack. We're talking with the beer cart people and waiting, hoping next match starts. All right, let's go back. We'll come back. So we go down to our seats thinking, okay, it's got to come back up, right? Match finishes. Okay, let's go. We hustle back up. We go over to the beer cart thinking we're getting some more beer.
Still not up.
Still down.
Okay. And isn't that the time that we saw somebody come down? Oh, it was after
we
saw
somebody
coming down. Yeah.
So then, you know, I tell James, I'm like, hey, man, give them your phone number and say, hey, can you text us when it comes back up? It ended up working. They were down for that. So they took James's number and let's go back to our seats. We go back to our seats thinking we're going to get a text message that when they come back up. So the next match happens. And then I look and I see people are coming down the rows with drinks, not beer, but they're coming with sodas. So, okay, that must mean that the credit cards are back up. And bear in mind, the credit cards were down for the entire stadium, not just this one cart. Okay, well, people are coming down. Okay, let's go back up. So we go back up. Nope, system's still down. However, over there at that snack shack, they're giving away free drinks, free soda, free water, and they're giving away food to kids. Well, James and I aren't kids, but let's go get our free soda and free water at least.
Yeah.
So we go get our free soda, our free water, go back to our seats, thinking, okay, it's got to come back up soon. It's cool that they did this, I guess, but it kind of really sucks because this is the new Raider Stadium. We're both from the Bay Area. We know how Raiders fans are. Yes. If this was a Raiders game and they can't get their beer, they're going to riot. So they got to get this fixed, right?
Oh, so, abs do.
So, you know, a couple matches later, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go back up. I need to use her bathroom anyways. I go back up. Everything's closed. They've shut down all of the snack shacks. They're not giving anything away anymore.
This is actually a lot further into the show. So, I mean, it's not like there's been like three matches and then all of a sudden, yeah, it's closed. No, this had been like the show was, I mean, it was getting towards, maybe like the third to the last match?
No, they closed the shacks probably about halfway through or so. It was a lot earlier than I think you're remembering. But either way, I don't want to go into wrestle or go into SummerSlam because I don't think a lot of our audience necessarily cares about wrestling as much as you and I. Yeah. But needless to say, talking about Allegiant Stadium, terrible experience. They need to get their act together, especially since they're about to be hosting Raider games.
And the very first Monday night game is at that stadium of the season is at that stadium.
Yeah.
So you got to get that worked out. So
SummerSlam comes to an end. I'm like, hey, let's go out this way to see how close we would have been if we had come in through the other entrance. And if we had come in through the other entrance, we would have been in our seats probably within 5 minutes instead of the 25 minutes it took us to go through the maze that is Allegiant Stadium. So, needless to say, if you're out there and you're going to something at Allegiant Stadium, find out where your tickets are. If you're on one half of the stadium, make sure you go into through the entrances at that half. Don't go to whatever's closest.
And I don't know why that section was cordoned off, because we could have been there a lot quicker. But for some reason, this section was cordoned off and it didn't need to be. Because I was thinking, okay, maybe they're doing something where they come, you know, there's maybe some match where they end up fighting out here or something. But I was like, okay, whatever. But at the time, I didn't realize all we were going to have to go through just to get to our seats. I was like, bro, we'll run through. Or actually, we won't run through. We'll move quickly. But yeah, so, they weren't letting us through.
So we get out of the stadium. I'm like, okay, where do we need to go to get an Uber? And James is like, I don't know. Okay, well, I sure as heck don't know. I don't live here. I'm not from the area. Okay, well,
first times at the stadium. So
where do you think we should go? And he's like, let's just follow the people. Okay, let's just follow the people. So we start following the people, and I'm noticing we're clear on the opposite side of the stadium now. We're heading towards MGM in the direction of, at least we're heading in that direction. But as far as I can tell, we're not heading towards an area where Ubers are picking up or anything. And then I notice there's a bridge that goes from Allegiant Stadium over the freeway and basically into where Mandalay Bay is. And I see thousands of people crossing this bridge going over to Mandalay Bay. And I'm like, oh no. Oh no. James is making me walk all the way back to the hotel. Oh no. And so now we're walking back to our hotel, except we have a dinner reservation for 10 o'clock at MGM. I'm sorry, at the New York at Gallagher Steakhouse. And that was planned. I had thought we'd hop in a taxi or an Uber, get back to the MGM, change, because Gallagher's, according to their website, has a dress code. And I'd brought a change of clothes. James had brought a change of clothes. And so I figured we'd go back, we'd change, and then we walk over to New York, and go to our steak dinner. Well, at this point, it's looking like we're not even going to make it to New York if we go straight there. And we're in shorts, and I'm in a Hawaiian shirt, and I'm thinking we're not getting in. But since we're walking all the way back anyways, let's give it a shot, because I know at their bar they sell the same food and they don't have the dress code. So we walked all the way back from Allegiant Stadium to the New York casino, and finally get to Gallagher Steakhouse, and I've got my fingers crossed. I go up, I tell the lady my name to check in for the reservation. She's like, okay, we'll get you seated in just a moment. And they let us in. Yeah. This was like, it felt like the first break of the whole trip. Finally, something good is happening. We proceed to go to our table. We sit down and we look at the menu. James is like, you tell me what to get. I'm like, I'll order for you. So we had, I had the clam chowder. we split the appetizer, the shrimp cocktail. And then we each had the 28-day bone-in steaks with a side of asparagus, and had some bread, and had some Stella Artois beer. James, tell us about the meal. Tell us what you thought.
Bruh, tight. Hands down, the best meal I've had in life as of this point. Like, oh my God, like medium rare steak was so good. Like, I mean, yeah, we had to cut it. I mean, like Mark was like, the last time I was here, it was just cut, like you like cut through butter. But man, just like one cut, boom, you're in there. And you're, you know, had jalapenos, peppers on top for flavor. I tried it, it was okay. That part was okay. But the steak, hands down, one of the best steaks I've ever had in life.
One of the best?
The best. Anyways. Oh, and the bread, he fails to mention. Well, he don't even, now mind you, Mark don't even really like bread with like stuff in it. But there was this cranberry sunflower bread. And it was so good. Like I had to ask one of the guys, I was like, bro, where'd you get this bread from? Because it was so good. But yeah,
no, and it is made by a deli locally.
Yeah, so I got that name and I'm gonna go check. I'm gonna hit them up.
So Gallagher's is the best steakhouse I've been to anywhere, period. And I've been to many steakhouses all over the United States. Now I haven't been in like 10 years. Yeah. And so I part of me was like, have I built it up over the last decade in my own head? Is it as good as I remember it? And it did not fail. The clam chowder, best clam chowder I've ever had in my life. The shrimp cocktail, delicious, huge, big pieces of shrimp. Delicious. The steak, absolutely amazing. For me as well, best meal of my life to this date. So it
and
definitely...
I also think and the beer too. I'm not really a Stella Artois guy, but Mark was like, nah, just, you know, we'll get it. And I was like, you know what? He was like, you can get whatever. And I was like, no, you know, let me take you up on that. And so we did. And man, like Stella on tap is way better than Stella in a bottle. I can tell you that for sure from personal experience now. And it paired so good. So good.
So needless to say, we finish our meal. Now it's time to go back to the room, get back to the room. And it's darn near midnight. I've got to be at my flight. My flight starts boarding at 5:35. So at best, I'm going to get a couple of hours of sleep, a few hours of sleep. So I'm like, okay, James, I'm hitting the bed. I'm going to sleep as quickly as I can. I got my alarm set. Let's pack our bags now so we don't have to do it scrambling in the morning or in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
So we packed our bags, we're ready to go, go to sleep. My alarm goes off at 3:45 and I'm like, why did I set my alarm for 3:45? That is terrible. Because we had to go back through the maze that is the casino, back through the parking garage and hope that James's car would jump.
I told him we should go earlier, but he's like, nah, whatever.
I don't know what I was thinking. So I jump out of bed. I rush into the bathroom to take a shower. I took the fastest shower I've taken in a decade. I'm like, let's go. We're hustling down. Of course, we've got to walk all the way back to the elevator as far as you can be. Get the elevator, go down, rushing through the casino, get over to the parking garage. I'm like, James, go to the car. I'll pay for the parking. James is going to the car. I pay for the parking. I think he was just slow walking because we got to the car at pretty much the same time.
I was like, okay, I know we were down here. And then like, I was like, okay, I know. So, and then that's why it took me a little bit longer. Cause I was like, wait, where is that? It's like, all right, cool. So, I mean, I finally walked to the car. Yeah. We did get there close to the same time.
We get to the car. He goes and he hooks up the charger. Cause we know the car is not going to turn on. And I get in the car and I turn it on. Car turns on. Immediately, James takes the clamps off. Car dies. Yeah, you got to let it go for a minute. I'm like, okay, I'll give you a couple more minutes, but I'm getting Uber up on my phone. I'm grabbing my bag out of the car because if this thing doesn't turn over, I got to go. I got to get an Uber. So we wait like 2 minutes. try again. The car turns on. I said, don't take it off. Push on the gas. Let's give it a minute. Okay. Oh. I take off the clamps. All right, let's roll. We drive, get over to the airport. It's like 4:30. My flight starts boarding in an hour. I'm like, crap. I get in. I'm like, okay, please security be decent. I get in there. Nope. Security super long. Took me like 25 minutes to get through security. I get through security and guess where my gate is? Pretty much as far as it can be from security. And the monorail isn't working that early. Oh my God.
Wait, how far? What term? You were in Terminal 1, right?
Terminal 1, C area, C something. I don't remember.
Know the monorail even. I guess because I just haven't really.
Anyways, I'm hustling, get down to my gate. I'm sweating profusely. It's, 5:15 in the morning, and I'm sweating profusely, feeling gross, but I'm there. I'm going to make it. Flight starts boarding. There's not that many people around. I'm feeling good. I'm like, this might not be a full flight again.
Nope.
I get in line. I go to board. I go to do my same thing. I go, I sit in the very back row. Up against the window. I'm hoping. And I'm watching.
Say fat guy.
People are coming on. People are coming on. And they finally shut the door. Everybody's sitting down. I'm looking. I'm like, wait a second. The flight is maybe at best 60% full. I have the entire row to myself.
There you go.
So the flight back was the opposite of the flight in. It was very smooth takeoff, very smooth flight. We got drinks, we got pretzel bites, whatever, and flew in. Of course, Reno is gross with smoke right now, and so that wasn't fun. And of course, the gate that I landed in was about as far from my car as it could be almost. So finally got to my car, got home, 25 hours. All of this was in 25 hours, folks. And I went and I looked at my little pedometer and my phone, 17 plus thousand steps.
Wait, just
17,000 steps.
Just wait, from the time that we walked from the hotel to the.
No, 17,000 steps from the time I left my house to the time I got home.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's actually closer to 20,000 steps if I include everything from, walking to my car and then walking around the house when I finally looked. But it's about on Saturday, just Saturday with you all over, you making me walk like crazy, 17 plus thousand steps.
I thought we were at 15 when we went to dinner.
Yeah, so that's about right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So needless to say, we're both alive. We made it. SummerSlam was okay. Allegiant Stadium sucks.
Also, like, the thing is that I think it primarily sucked because they need to get their act together. That was not okay. And they have, like I said, their Raider games start. The first Monday night game is a Raider game against, I think, the Ravens or something like that. So you better get your act together because that will definitely not fly with Raiders fans.
But to anybody going to Vegas, Gallagher Steakhouse at the New York, if you can, it will be probably one of the, if not the best meal of your life.
I told Mark he's ruined my life. He's ruined my life at this point because now I'm not going to be able to eat steak the same way no more.
So, James, before we sign off, we did have a question that I need you to answer. What's up with your car? Did you get it fixed?
Guy's coming today.
The guy is coming today. What does that mean? He's coming to your house to fix your car?
Yeah.
That's how that works there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to take it to a shop?
Mm-mm. The shop comes to you now. So it's a company called, I won't get into all of that, but he's actually going to be here in about 25-ish minutes or so. So.
All right. Well, I'll look forward to hearing how your car is doing next week. And, yeah. We've got plenty more to talk about and discuss. I know we spent a lot of time on this, but I felt like it was necessary.
I don't know. Surf and turf there sounds expensive.
Surf and Turf is expensive at Blue Bayou, but it is definitely not as good. I love Disney. I've had the Surf and Turf at Blue Bayou. Disney is nowhere close. The Blue Bayou is nowhere close to Gallagher Steakhouse. It is Gallagher Steakhouse is on another level. I'm sorry. So anyways, let's shut this down. Yeah. It's been real. It's been fun. This last weekend was not real fun, but it's always a good time to see you in person. And folks,
man, it was really nice seeing you.
You can't really tell on camera right now, but James has got some wicked crow's feet going. I hadn't seen him in 2 years in person, and he's aged like 10 years in the last 2 years. So, yeah, the camera does not do it justice. If you have the opportunity to see him in person, you're going to be scared. So,
no, you won't. Yeah.
We thank you all for joining us today. We hope that you've enjoyed our tale of
time in Vegas together.
We will be together again in November, so I'm sure we'll have many more fun stories coming out of
that. Yes, please, please, if you can, come and join us. That would be awesome. We'd love to see you guys.
But, we will we'll talk to you in a week. Have a good one. Yeah.